Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas.
And I'm Fiki Vitri.
And welcome to Abstract Essay.
Oh, after 5 months and 20 years.
It's been a long time, people, that we don't do Abstract Essay. But now, well, we are back. Right, Mr. Vicky? We're back,
season
people.
Season two, finally again.
Is it season two?
It's still season two.
Season two. Before that, season four, Mr. Fiki, it's already season four, but now we become season two.
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway, people, we are back and we are reviving our best abstract podcast. Can we check if we still have from the ashes? Can we check if we still have? We are on the list of a best abstract podcast. I'll be surprised. Wait, I'm gonna check. We are number two, right? Or number?
Yeah, we were two before. Yeah,
and now let's see. The best abstract podcast. Okay, so I'm clicking now. What will be our list? Best abstract podcast. Is it the one? Yes, abstract podcast by Player FM. Abstract. I think we are no longer in the list. No, we are. We are. Wait, I'm gonna count. So we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, imagine, it's been a long time we're not doing abstract. I say we're still number 6 on the list of best abstract podcasts given by Player FM.
Is that on the first page or on the sixth page?
On the first page. Okay.
Oh, wow.
and thank you so much for supporting us. Even I'm too far. We are off. We're not too far away. We are off for many months. And according to our Apple chart, we are in Greece, we are number 134 on the Apple chart. Eftaristopoli, Greece, for the listening abstract essay event, we are off for, let's say, 8 months or 9 months, right?
It does feel like that long, yes.
Yes. was... Mr. Fiki and I are so busy, people, you know, job and lots family and a lot more and a lot of podcasts of mine. So but today, Mr. Fiki and I, we're going to talk about finally, it's been a long time. Woo-hoo, let's do celebrate. Okay, let's do. Let's say drum roll. Where's the drum roll over here? I cannot hear it, but let's play the drum roll. Can you hear it? Nothing.
No? That was a sad drum roll.
That's just a drum roll. Oh, my goodness. So, Mr. Fiki, let's talk about your first book.
Yeah. So over the past few years, I've had lots of art just sort of sitting in my folders, and I've wanted to do something with it, and we decided that we would all put it all together and put it as a book so you could look at it and touch it with your
hear anything. I don't know what happened, but last time we did, right, on our episode. So Mr. Fiki, let's talk about your latest art, the art of Frisky. How did you crafted it?
As I said, it was 4 years I've been doing digital art since 2016 until the point where I got all the drawings for this. We had so many pieces that I really liked and wanted to, because I never posted online back then. I only started posting back in like 2018. So I wanted to do something where I can finally see my art, have a physical copy of my art in the form of a book. So
Yes, people, most of the art that is on the book right now is the one that we have a previous episode. We, Mr. Fiki and I, we talk about it, we scrutinize it, or how Mr. Fiki crafted each of those art. So, Mr. Fiki, the art of Rooch.
Drawings within the next year, we can do like two more volumes.
Yes.
Oh, endless.
Endless volume, people. That's why we do it volume. Mr. Fiki, do it volume by volume. So, Mr. Fiki, can you tell us the front cover of your book? What signifies of this art?
This is a piece that we talked about on the podcast before. This is Miss Frankenstein. This is what we decided to call it by the end of it. It's exploration, kind of color exploration of a character I wanted to envision. And I wanted to make all the colors pop really vibrant, do some things I've never done before, where, like using purple and blue for the hair colors. I have lots of comic sort of like pop colors, and I really like this piece, and it seems very fitting because this is one of our favorite pieces that we talked about on the podcast. That is very fitting for it to be on the cover.
Yes, this is your one of your favorite, yeah, top 10 favorite of Mr. Fiki. Yeah. And the name of this art is called Miss Frankenstein. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's what we called it. Yeah.
Yes, and Mr. Fiki decided to put on the cover because it's something else. So, Mr. Fiki, how many art inside the book? Or how many pages?
I thought it was like 80-something.
Yes.
Around that.
Yes, and can you tell us how did you categorize each of these art? Older, the newest, or the one you like?
It's kind of all over the place, to be honest. The only ones that really I think is in order, I think would be the last one, because that would be, I did the latest one right then. Everything else is sort of just like a mixture, so you never know which year it is.
Oh, it's assorted from the start that you do this art, and from the newest one. It's like, are you the one who's putting the date when you're doing it, or is nothing?
Yeah, whenever I do art for a year, I always have it in a folder for the, say it's 2020. I do all the art. I put it in that folder for 2020 only. But I just, when I'm doing all this, I just dragged it all in all at once.
That'd be awesome. So what do you think, what will be your goals, or short-term and long-term goals in painting your art?
I want to do sort of a portfolio kind of deal, so I could start getting, like, because I want to do like art for games or something, like concept art or character design. Something I've always wanted to do. So I think that kind of pivot will be kind of fun to do in my art.
Yes, definitely. And looking forward for more art to come, Mr. Fiki. Not only one, but probably 500 volumes.
500 volumes until I'm 90 years old.
500. Yeah, it's from your... from your archive to make it volumes by volumes by volumes. But but before we go on, we want to say thank you again for supporting this podcast, even we are off for many months.
many
9 months. We're still number 6 on the best abstract podcast given
this
by player.
This podcast already had a baby.
Yes. We have already a baby boy. Baby boy.
Baby boy.
Baby boy is coming, having a baby boy. So, Mr. Fiki, the art of FreeHQ, what are your struggles in compiling it?
The struggles were just like, some of the old art, I feel like I was improved, so had to be a bit like touched up a little bit, and I did a lot of improvements to some of my old art. So you see, the quality is sort of pretty consistent all the way through, I'd say. So just trying to keep everything looking consistent at least. That was the issue.
Yes. Definitely. But next week, we're going to do it again like this, people. But I'm going to do an event on LinkedIn so that people can attend. This is impromptu. We said, oh, Mr. Fiki, can we do live today? He said, yes, 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 for sure. So let's talk about your book. And tomorrow, people, I'm live through my book 101 review with Miss Safa Bernal. We talk about, science fantasy novels, because Miss Bernal is an author about science, cyberpunk novels. So tune into that 8 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday. I will do an event next week, Mr. Fiki, and I do invite people to watch us. That'd be awesome.
I'm nervous.
I think on my live tomorrow, I have already 30 people attending. let's do abstract essay. I'm gonna do an event and let's see how many people will tune in for our podcast abstract essay. It's been a long time, people, that we're doing this. We just so happened that we stopped for how many months because Mr. Fiki and I are so busy, and now that we are lessen our busyness, now we're back, people, every week again, because Mr. Fiki and I, we do scrutinize his art every week.
Brutally.
So let's go back for our old episode, Mr. Fiki. Which one of your favorite?
My old episodes?
Our old episodes. Mm. Episodes, because we have a lot.
I can't remember the names of the old pieces we did.
The one I remember that I like is this one, Miss Frankenstein, because if you rate this, if you rate this art of yours, 1 to 10, where is it? And the first time you rate this is 9, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
It was pretty high. Yeah, nine.
This is the first time, because every time we are scrutinizing your art, you always say, "Oh, this is 7 or 8 and 6, even 6." and this is the highest, 9, people. That's why it's on the cover of the art of FreeHQ. So, what is FreeHQ? Mr. Fiki, what is FreeHQ? So the people know about it.
One of my old online aliases was Fruit back in 2012 or something. And at the time, I really liked Naruto. One of the characters' name was like Sasuke. So I put my name took his name and made it my own because I really liked the character. So it was just sort of like an anime thing. But I feel like it's really like stuck with me now.
That's why you like the art of FreeHQ. So people, Spotify are saying that this coming June, they will no longer allow to do editing. They will remove the editing and they're going to use Riverside as their main concept to do this. Doing editing video and stuff like that, but I don't know what will be the impact that's why Mr. Fiki and I were now trying our best to do Riverside every time we do our episode. We do our episode every week from now on because we want to, you know, to recover from our backlog. Oh, we should backlog.
From our paternal leave.
Yes, we have a lot of art of Mr. Fiki to scrutinize from starting next week. And I will make an event that people can attend and do watch us and see how Mr. Fiki answered my awesome questions about his art. So, Mr. Fiki, the art of Fruit Q, if you describe it into 10, not 10, is it 10 or 5 adjectives? What is it? 5.
That's 10 is a lot. I don't know.
This is 80 pages, so at least 5. Oh, I reduce it. Five. Before it's 10. Now it's I reduce it only 5.
I never
now.
Know what an adjective.
So probably I can describe your okay, you first and then I'll describe you.
Oh, okay. Oh, me first. Okay. let me say eye catching, pop, anime, vibrant. This is how I do my fingers. What's one more? I can't do this. I can't do these. I have to do
this. Is it like visuals?
And original, because a lot of drawings I do are very like my characters from my brain. There you go.
Oh yes, people, yes. Original. It's masterpiece of Mr. Fiki. So please do people grab a copy available on where, Mr. Fiki?
On Amazon and Kindle.
Yes. And Kindle. Yes. We are trying our best to produce the paperback and hardcover, right, Mr. Fiki?
Yes. Get the hardcover.
Please do after probably 3 weeks, we are doing our best to produce the hardcover and paperback. And please do listen to my other podcast, Food 101, our third, fourth season, people. We are trying to do this like this last episode, but I don't know what happened. Something, the sound is overlapping. I don't know our video, live video, what happening over there. But we're trying again next week so people can watch us through YouTube. What else? Twitch, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Oh, we're live right now. And say hi to everybody. And thank you for, I hope next week we're going to do live again with Mr. Fiki. We're going to scrutinize his artwork.
Yeah.
Do you have a new artwork coming? Or are you making,
I haven't drawn, but I do have one I can do right. If you ask me right now, I could do one. But
okay. Can you share it to us? Because we are live now as people can see. And let's do scrutinize it. I have a guest this morning. We talk about dark matter, abstract essay. We talk about the how dark matter importance to the universe. Can you share to our screen, Mr. Fiki, your recent painting.
Amazon, I can do it. Yeah.
And people, why Mr. Fiki doing that? As I said, I am live tomorrow with Safa Bernal with my other podcast, Book 101 Review. Please do listen to my latest episode. Jennifer Borosak, one of the best author in sci-fi novels. She got lots of awards. He's a Grand Slam awardee in book industry, like Hugo and many awards. So please do listen, Miss Jennifer Borosak. And more upcoming guests to my Book 101 review, people. I did lots already, 10 interviews to be published. So I have a lot of interesting authors to be published soon. So, Mr. Vicky, let's show me your...
If you take off the Amazon, I can do it.
Yeah, wait, I'm going to take it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do I get it? There we go.
Oh, wow. Amazing. So what do you call this masterpiece of yours?
I'm not sure.
Lonely, sad, or thinking? Which one? I think it's thinking.
Wondering.
It looks like your wife. Right?
No, it looks like you. Not at all.
Yeah, it looks like the side view is look like your wife. Mr. Vicky. Probably you are thinking about your wife when you're doing this art.
Yeah, maybe.
So how many days you do this art?
This took one day. This was pretty late. This is more of a concept kind of piece. And like just experimenting with having sort of this glitchy weird effect going on. Like I wanted to, you know, like when you look out the window and you get lost, I wanted to convey the feeling and how she's like her body, her hands, her hair like melting because she's so lost in thought and not sure.
And the eyes is really sad, right? Sad and wondering what I'm doing like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, pretty much.
Is it? Do you agree what I'm talking about?
No, yeah, that's what I wanted. That's what I created this for. Because I was at the time I was. This was like a few months ago. I made this for our episode, but we never ended up doing it. And
this is supposed to be when like.
This is a time I was like, "What am I doing?" Like you I was very unsure of the path I was going through. And I wanted to illustrate that.
Yes. Wondering what I'm doing. Am I on the right track? Am I in the right track? Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. What would be the title of this art, Mr. Vicky?
How about wondering about lost time?
Wow.
I've gotten good at titles now.
Now you improve. You level up. Because we're live on LinkedIn, YouTube. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Twitch and Facebook. So, people, again, next week we're going to live. So, please do support us. We talk about what we're going to talk about. Your next obra maestra.
My next Mona Lisa.
Yes. Next Mona Lisa of Mr. Vicky. So tune in next week. We gonna scrutinize it and rate what Mr. Vicky doing. So Mr. Vicky, can you please invite our listeners to support your first art book?
Yeah, as we said, we're launching a paperback and a hardcover for my Art of Fruitscape book. It is on Amazon and should be linked somewhere, I'm assuming.
And yes.
I really appreciate the support. This is a lot of the pieces we've talked about in the previous podcast episodes. And it's just be nice to have some kind of physical piece of artwork to carry around in your desk and just look at it whenever you want to.
Yes, something tangible. And the art of Mr. Vicky is something else. So please do support Mr. Vicky, because if you support him, more arts book, art books to come. So
200 more.
200 more. I thought 500.
Oh, yeah.
Again, thank you, Greece, for supporting this podcast. We are number 134 on the Apple chart. F that is top, Holly. Thank you so much. Again, even if we are off for a long, long time. So, Mr. Vicky, what else you can say about your book? And you invite already. But to simplify,
if you're a fan of my art, you will like the art book. And I think that's enough reason. If you like the stuff I've been drawing and you like sort of comics, sort of anime, sort of fantasy kind of art, that's the stuff I'm really into. I really dig. And that's a lot of the stuff is what's in the art book.
Yes, people. Again and again, let's support Mr. Vicky. So what else, Mr. Vicky? That's it. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
You said, oh, you forgot your line.
It's been one second. Yeah.
It's been a long time, but well, we are.
All right. Where to come, people? See you soon. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye, people. Thank you. And see you next week, because we're going to do it again every week with Mr. Vicky. Being bye for consistent. Now.